This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You want to know what the election, the coup, the big steal of and the insertion of Biden into office to replace one of the best presidents in history, you want to know what it did? It exposed all the nefarious, the crazy, the lunacy, the insanity of leftism. That's what it did. It exposed it for the world to see. So we live in a world right now, folks, where you can run into a store, take whatever you want and run out, and nobody says a word. So what? The store ultimately closes in that neighborhood, leaves those people stranded. They got to get on buses now to go get their food, to go get their sundries and what have you. So what? A few people got over. And don't you dare question them. Don't you dare do anything, or else you could end up like Darren Wilson responding to a police call of a guy who commits a strong-arm robbery in a bodega. And when Michael Brown Jr. browbeats a little Pakistani man that just wants him to pay for what he gets, Al Sharpton says, nah, he didn't do anything wrong. That's the way it is. That's why there's a website called My Color Is My Currency, meaning my black color gets me whatever I want for free. It gets you get out of jail free cars. It gets cops saying, I don't care about going into your black neighborhood to save your black butt or anybody else's butt in your neighborhood. I'll eat this coffee. I'll drink this coffee and eat this donut a little longer. I'll wait to respond. I'll wait until it's a crime scene. Oh, and if I never get around to solving the crime, no problem. We live in a crazy world where a black kid robs a black woman. She comes home, finds him robbing a place. They have words or whatever. He threatens her. She shoots and kills him. And his sister and his cousin stand before a camera and say all he was trying to do was pay for money for his books for school. Why does she have to kill him? Why did he have to break into her house? Did they give any thought to it? None whatsoever. He was in college and he was just trying to get some money to pay for his books, but he didn't go get a job, did he? No, he decided he was going to break into somebody's house. We have the lunacy of a world full of Democrats who want to tell black folks, we need to know your circumstances before we will charge you with a crime. They've made black neighborhoods so unsafe. The only place more dangerous is in the womb of a black woman. This is where we are in this country. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks, at KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So we get this story of a New York City bodega worker, his age is 61, Jose Alba. He stabbed Austin Simon to death after Simon stormed into the bodega to confront him. Now, what had happened? Simon's girlfriend called him for backup after Alba refused to give her a bag of $3 chips in the store. Now, you might ask, because Melissa asked me, well, Kevin, was it Alba? Did he own the store? No, he was a worker. A diligent worker. A guy who came from the Dominican Republic looking for a better, legally, looking for a better way of life in America. He gets a job in a bodega owned probably by some leftist, and he's just doing his job. And you know what he did? He did his job to the fullest because he says, I don't care how small it is. It's on me. I can't let a product walk out of this store. I can't let people believe that they come into my store, they can get away with this. They said he had been held at gunpoint multiple times, at knife point multiple times. But this immigrant, who could probably go get a job in a lot of places that are a lot safer, especially these days, said, no, I'm going to stay committed to what I'm doing. Maybe he was learning the trade, learning how to set up bodegas for himself. Who knows? And in walks Simon's girlfriend, whatever her name is, who, by the way, up until the point of this broadcast, has not been charged with anything. I heard she attacked him. Her card was declined, but she was trying to pay for it, so he took the chips back from the woman's daughter. She got upset and decided to fight with him. So while he's fighting off Simon, a 35-year-old who was on parole for attacking a cop, the woman stabbed him. Now, I just want you to understand the quality of the people involved here. We've got Jose Alba, Dominican in this country legally, working at in a high-risk store where he's already had multiple confrontations. And we've got Simon and his 35-year-old cop-attacking girlfriend who's on parole who decided to stab him. Now, what did they catch? They caught on video. She gets a knife from her purse, and she slashes Alba's arm. He then defends himself, gets the knife, ends up killing her boyfriend. He's charged with second-degree murder and was thrown into Rikers Island. Now, he got out. But here's what I want you to understand. The Manhattan, New York, DA Alvin Bragg did not charge the woman. They won't even give you her name. This is a woman who's on parole for attacking a cop and who instigated the attack against Jose Alba. And this is what he gets for defending his store and defending his own life. He gets put in jail. Now, see, that's what leftism has on display. And that's why I'm telling you, the world is waking up from woke. That's what I say. Now, DA Alvin Bragg, he's under fire, as are all these other DAs that are just like him. And it was just by chance, I don't listen to other people's radio shows, but I heard Glenn Beck talking about somewhere in Utah, one of the reddest counties, and they have a Republican, and I use my finger quotes, Republican DA who is, he's a leftist, who's weaseled his way into Utah under the guise of being Republican. And this guy is letting criminals out. He's got one of the reddest counties in Utah now going blue, releasing criminals and doing all kinds of stuff. And Glenn Beck's warning to America is these little races count. Well, let me tell you, I already beat Glenn to the punch. I told everybody, and I'll use Arizona as an example. I don't care whether you're up in the far northern corner of Arizona and Prescott and farther up, or as far down as, you know, Cochise County and the little towns down there. No matter where you are, you gotta absolutely make sure you're voting for conservatives. I don't care if it's the dog catcher, school board, city council, mayor. You better make sure you vet these candidates and you know exactly what they stand for, or you will get what Jose Alba is getting in New York. Let's stop it now, folks. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Everybody knows what Jill Biden is, but few people will say it. Skank! I'm reminded of the Saturday Night Live skit that featured Dan Aykroyd and Jane Curtin as news correspondents. And I'm sure you've seen it, but... And maybe, but you may not remember the context of it, but what would happen is Jane Curtin would open with some subject. And to be honest with you, I don't know what side of the aisle it was on. But Dan Aykroyd, when he would reply, the first thing he would say is, "Jane, you ignorant slut." And it was hysterical. Now, you couldn't get away with it anymore these days. Because, number one, women... leftist women consider the word slut as a badge of honor. And number two, the other part of the women would actually decry the word and call Dan Aykroyd a misogynist who has toxic masculinity, even though they take the word as a compliment these days. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. This is a great story to kind of lead into this whole brouhaha with Hunter Biden. And by the way, I'm going to be talking about the classy Bidens today because they're just amazing.
It's like what Michael Eric Dyson said when Barack Obama went into the White House. He said he's bringing sexy brilliance to the White House, which led me to write the book Sexy Brilliance and Other Political Lies, my second best-selling book. And I responded to Dyson by saying, what, did Barack Obama have a hamster in his pocket named Sexy Brilliance? Because that's the only way that Negro brought sexy brilliance to the White House. He brought sexy incompetence to the White House. Anyway, back to Hunter Biden. The Sun reported that Hunter had even stronger words than slut when referring to his stepmother. Now, as I venture into these relatively uncalm waters, I'm going to say this. I was fired because I actually said, tweeted of the Kavanaugh accusers, specifically Blasey Ford and Julie Swetnick, that they were lying skanks. And I still stand by those remarks. And everybody, for the most part, that I say that to, go, I agree. You got fired for telling the truth, Kevin. And I say exactly that. But I stood on principle. But Hunter Biden didn't just go that with skank. He went with words that have a much worse connotative meaning than skank. Because skank is not a bad word. Never has been and never will. Never, probably never will be. But Hunter Biden called his stepmother, Dr. Jill, a, quote, vindictive moron and entitled C-word in text messages. Now, she had urged him to go to rehab to kick his drug habit, so I'm sure Hunter wasn't feeling too popular, too happy about that at the time. But I will tell you, and I'm not going to speak, I can't get inside the head of a crackhead. I've never done drugs and never will. But I can probably say this. Hunter was very upset that she was trying to get him to get away from the thing that he loves the most in the world, which is his crack habit. And he probably didn't have nice things to say. But I don't think Hunter would change his mind about what he thinks about Dr. Jill. They write this. Biden's 52-year-old druggy son made the remarks in a string of text messages that he sent in 2018 as the family were rallying to get him help. Perhaps I'm getting in touch with my inner crackhead, folks, but I actually agree with Hunter Biden. And Kanye West, whose famous lyrics from his song Gold Digger remind me of Dr. Jill. I ain't saying she's a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke Negro. I'll clean it up for you for the radio show. Think you get my meaning? Because, see, what people want to, they try to make this old white person Camelot and bringing Jill and Joe Biden into the White House in this coup that occurred against Trump. But I'm going to tell you, Jill, in her youth, was an attractive woman. She's an attractive older woman. Joe Biden saw her with one of his good buddies and said, I must have this woman for myself. Jill Biden, being the, well, Hunter called her what she is, that she is, decided, I'd rather be a senator's wife than be with this rich guy that I'm with. So she traded in on it. And then when she got the great news that she hit the lotto because they were going to cheat Joe into the presidency, she couldn't wait to be the, quote, first lady of America. Do you consider her your first lady? Hunter Biden obviously doesn't. The Sun continues explaining that in one particular text sent to his brother Beau's widow, Hallie Biden, who was Hunter was scandalously dating at the time, Hunter went off on the now first lady. F my stepmother for always being such a selfish, silly, entitled, blank, C-word, as you are. He wrote to Hallie as their brief relationship deteriorated. So not only is Hunter criticizing and calling his stepmother, Dr. Jill, a C-word, he's also alluding that his dead brother's widow, the woman that he is now having the scandalous affair with, is also a C-word. Hunter admitting to calling his stepmom an effing moron, a vindictive moron, in a separate text message exchange with his uncle, James Biden, only days later. Also, in the text to his uncle, Hunter said he had raged to Jill that he was smarter than she. So, clearly, this family's got issues. And it always, what's funny to me is that these, it isn't like you have to dig for this. If this were the Trump family, folks, they would be on Front Street. They'd be at the top of every tabloid magazine. I will say this. I give the tabloids a lot of credit because at least they do write some of the stuff that we know is going on with Hunter and Joe and all these other other knuckleheads in the Biden family. Because that's what they are. Anyway, what do you think about Hunter saying this? Do you believe it? Do you think Hunter believes it? Or do you think it was just a crackhead reaching out? I'd be curious to know what you think. Because, see, there are certain things that drugs will induce. I'm not going to deny that. And not that I've had the experience, but I've seen it with other people. If you want something badly, it's like a kid. A kid will come up and smooth up on you. I've had this happen with my sons. They're all nice and obedient. If they've done anything for you, like preemptively washed the car or done laundry, I guarantee you within an hour there will be a request for something they want. Now, we call it in the black community the crackhead dance. When a crackhead is getting ready to come down and doesn't want to come down, he will go and find somebody, a relative or somebody, and he will, he'll start dancing. They start moving around like, hey, man, what's up, KK? And they talk in slang and all this, all in a thing to make you feel like, hey, I'm good to go, man. You're good people. But don't give them the crack. Don't give them the money to get the crack. And you know what they do? They go off. They go off. They start telling you about yourself. Man, you ain't never like me. And I hope you go broke. And they'll say a bunch of stuff. But in that crack, that delusion, there can be some truth. I think that's what happened here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Inflation is taking its toll on small business confidence. The National Federation of Independent Businesses said its optimism index fell to its lowest level in nearly a decade last month. More than a third of the nation's small business owners called inflation their single biggest problem. Regarding inflation, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell says there's only one person to blame for it, congressional Democrats.
This all-Democratic government has already spent America into runaway inflation. And now, they want to tax us into a recession.
Democrats contend the COVID-19 pandemic's impact on supply chains and Russian President Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine are primarily to blame for inflation. The made-for-TV January 6 committee hearings are continuing today. USA Radio News. The White House COVID-19 response team is giving the latest information on the U.S. response to the coronavirus pandemic. Medical advisor to the president, Dr. Anthony Fauci, disputes claims that Americans are protected against the B4 and B5 Omicron subvariants if they've already been infected with the BA1 subvariant.
If you were infected with BA1, you really don't have a lot of good protection against BA4-5.
United Bodegas of America and other small business associations are calling on Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg to drop all charges against Bodega convenience store worker Jose Alba.
Queremos protección! Queremos protección! Queremos protección! Queremos protección! Queremos protección! Queremos protección!
They met with District Attorney Bragg on Tuesday to discuss their case. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats never wanted Joe Biden. Don't let anybody fool you. They never wanted him. The majority, a plurality of Democrats would have never in a million years voted for Joe Biden. Let me give you some numbers. 20% of Democrats pre-election 2020 cheated election said Joe Biden suffered from some form of brain deterioration. How can you win if 20% of your people don't think you have the brain power to do it? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson Show. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. In Georgia, uncontested, Joe Biden got 57% of the Democratic vote. In no state did he get over 85% of the Democratic vote. When he had no competition, he averaged probably around 66% of the Democratic vote. When you looked at all of the states that he ran post-Super Tuesday that had no challengers, how can you win like that? He didn't have most of the Democrats who wanted him. I have gone over poll after poll to prove to you the Democrats are only 70% of them want him, 72, 73, whatever. That's with favorable polls. Meaning, well over a quarter of the Democrats don't want this guy. And it's worse for him. I'll get to that in just a bit. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson Show. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Democrats in tight Senate races are critical of Joe Biden. A challenge requires a challenger. I'm reading this. And all of the Democrats being discussed as potential primary opponents to Joe Biden tell CNN they're ruling out runs and warning others to follow suit. The chatter is fed by Democratic officials and party leaders who have begun to doubt that Biden is, as he's insisted privately to donors and others, their strongest candidate to beat Trump or another GOP candidate in 2024. And it's being propelled even more by the 79-year-old's age, which has prompted questions about what kind of campaign schedule he'd be able to keep up with. Let me save you the suspense. The same campaign schedule he could keep up with in 2020. None. Where he hid out in his basement and allowed the apparatus to cheat for him. And he happily accepted that cheat. I'm going to tell you something. If we had elected a president the way they did and cheated anybody into office, for example, with Obama, I would have cried foul. Democrats don't want to do that. To go on in this article, it says, fears run deep of yet another unfavorable Biden comparison to Jimmy Carter, who survived a 1980 primary challenge from Ted Kennedy, but not the lasting wound going into
the general election. Democrats privately hoping Biden might reverse course and not run are petrified that they're backbiting their way into allowing Trump and Trumpism back into power. Let me add something to you, wide and varied audience of the Kevin Jackson Network. They don't need to worry about Trumpism coming back into power because Trumpism never left power. The only interruption that Joe Biden did was to prove that when you undo good sound policy, fiscal and otherwise, you end up with a joke of a president and an economy in triage and a world in chaos. And he got his Supreme Court justice in. Congratulations, Ketanji Brown, Jackson Brown or Brown Jackson, whatever her name is, a woman that doesn't know what a woman is, because that's the only lasting win Joe Biden's going to get to keep. People are concerned, and it's no longer speculation. It's not right-wing conspiracy talk. It's people legitimately saying to themselves, you know what? We see the outcome of what happens when we cheat, when we perform a coup, when we don't listen to the conservatives. Why do you think, folks, over 1 million Democrats on record have transferred over from their party to the Republicans? Why do you think there's probably double that who just said, I'm not going to bother. I'll do it when the time comes. I'll do it in the polling booth. It doesn't matter who I support in this other stuff. A bunch of them have quit responding to polls. But let me tell you what's worse for them. Fewer and fewer of them are willing to stand up and say, I stand by Joe Biden. That I'm going to repeat this. Democrats in tight Senate races are critical of Biden, and they are not wanting to run with him. If you think Mark Kelly in Arizona is going to run with Joe Biden, you are a buffoon. The Senate candidates in all Nevada will not run with Joe Biden. Look at the closest races and ask yourself who's going to run with him. It's worse than this. You want to know how it's worse? It isn't just the tight races. Nobody wants Biden. Even people in a plus 10, a plus 15 D, they are saying, wait a minute, I'm vulnerable. I'm vulnerable when I support Joe Biden. The New York Times put out a story, growing concerns over Biden's age, on front page Sunday, what they call prime real estate. And it included these brutal lines. Wait for it, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. His energy level, while impressive for a man of his age, is not what it was. And some aides quietly watch out for him. He often shuffles when he walks, and aides worry he will trip on a wire. He stumbles over words during public events, and they hold their breath to see if he makes it to the end without a gaffe. This is not the Washington Times. This is not the Daily Caller. This is not Breitbart News. This is the venerable New York Times calling out Joe Biden publicly about his age. What they're signaling, folks, is this. The days of Biden are over. Who told you this? Who told you? It was a hint when my voice raised up like that. Because I told you, when black people want to talk in third person, we talk like this here. Yes, I'm talking about myself. I made you the comment over the past year. I said, you can bet with 100% certainty that Joe Biden will not be the choice for the Democrats in 2024. And I'm going to tell you something else. All of these clowns that ran before Kamala, do you think that Kamala Harris is going to step right in, that she's being shoehorned in to be the heir apparent to Joe Biden in this bungling mess? You must be out of your mind. People like Gavin Newsom think they're going to do it. Gavin Newsom thinks he's going to step in. That's why he's challenging. You want to know who? He's challenging the Florida governor, Ron DeSantis, running ads as if he can get people to move from Florida to California. Are you seeing that exodus occur? See, you know what Gavin Newsom knows? Gavin Newsom is hopeful that, now keep in mind, the guy that was recalled in California believes that if he can get to the nomination for the presidency in 2024, he'll get cheated into office like Joe Biden. You want to know why? Because that dude is willing to carry water for the elites of the world like nobody's business. He is Trudeau in Canada on steroids. this guy will sell America down the river faster than you can say who's done it. I'm just saying. They got a New York Times Siena College poll that was released the other day. 64% of voters planning to participate in the 2024 Democratic presidential primary says they want a party to nominate a candidate other than Biden. Among the youngest voters in that group, a critical part of the coalition, get this, this is not a mistake on my part, 5% of the youth want the party to renominate Joe Biden. So what do you think happens when they did go with him and that youth vote shifts over to that older guy that looks like he's 50, Donald Trump? As for a reason, they said this, they would prefer someone other than Biden. 33% of the Democratic primary voters cited his age. 32% said his job performance. Among Biden's rough age cohort, they write, those 65 and over, 60% said age was the main reason they wanted Democrats to nominate someone other than Biden. Now, this is in his age category. What this is, folks, that represents what they call striking numbers. This isn't, and they wrote this. I want you to explain to you. These are not my words. They say this isn't just a summer story being driven by media. It is a legitimate concern for voters, even those who are favorably inclined to the party to which Biden belongs. In other words, Democrats want him gone as much as we do, but they don't want him replaced. Make no mistake about it. There's a moratorium against Democrats done by Joe Biden, and what people recognize what these people did by stealing the last election. They want Democrats out. And you need to know this, and you need to stand firm. Now, you can debate, oh, do I want Donald Trump or whatever? And you want to suggest that Donald Trump's old? Fine. I don't care. But I'll tell you this, nobody deserves a second term more than Donald Trump. Nobody. And I think he's going to get it. But here's the good news. If Donald Trump doesn't get it, who do you think will? You think Ron DeSantis will get it? How do you think Ron DeSantis fights? Ron DeSantis fights like a backed up Tasmanian devil. Man, he made it with a Wolverine. The guy can fight. We have a bench. We have people ready to go. And because of Beyond the Mules and other things, we won't let them cheat. Hang in there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats are fed up with the Bidens, the people that they say brought class back to the White House. Yeah, Joe Biden supposedly brought class back to the White House. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Let's examine what represents class for leftists, shall we? Joe Biden, the creeper. He creeps up behind women. He grabs them by the shoulders. And then he takes a big whiff of their hair. And he whispers something inappropriate in their ears like, you're looking good here today. Or, as I like to say, do you feel something? Also, we learned recently, folks, Joe Biden took showers with his daughter. The media ignored this story. And I want you to understand, this wasn't some propaganda piece written by a bunch of right-wing, folks trying to stir some trouble up. This information came from Joe Biden's daughter herself, Ashley Biden. That's right. Joe Biden's daughter said, the reason why I'm so jacked up and I was promiscuous and, you know, having sex like crazy, I mean, at young ages, is likely due to my daddy. We also learned, and this came from the cracking of Hunter Biden's iCloud account, and we're going to get more into that later in the week. We learned that Biden's crackhead son referred to his father as Pedo Peter. Yeah, meaning pedophile. Next, let's understand this. Joe Biden is a liar who lies about everything, and I do mean everything. I'm not going to bother to list all of his lies because it'll take all of this program. And I'm not talking about lies that he made then. I'm talking about lies he made then and lies that he's continuing to make now. But I will remind you of these lies. Joe Biden is the big guy, no matter what he says. And he denied knowing anything about crackhead Hunter's business dealings. We now know that is a lie. The entire world, including brain-dead Democrat morons, know that is a lie. But that's what they define as classy. But I want to give you a little bit more of that class. But I want to move it on to Hunter Biden. Because he certainly classed up the White House, hasn't he? America and the world know that Hunter Biden loves three things. He loves drugs, he loves hookers, and he loves brokering deals for the big guy. And you can see Hunter working on his two top priorities in a video where Hunter and a prostitute are actually debating on the weight of his crack cocaine. Now, I don't have the thing, but there's no worry about it. Don't sweat it. You know, all I can tell you is this. It's Hunter Biden. He's got the camera. He's looking in it. He doesn't show the prostitute, but he does put it down on the crack scale as it's being weighed out. And there's no question it's him. And it was a group, some hacker group, 4chan, members of this online community, that supposedly got Hunter Biden's iCloud backup data by cracking his iPhone password on Saturday over the weekend. So Hunter's password was probably something like, I like crack and prostitutes or something, or love, crack love or something, but they broke it. They got the information. So we get to see the classy Hunter Biden in action. Oh, by the way, there was a video of Hunter floating in a little, like, I don't know where it was, but somebody's videotaping him and he's floating and his genitals are just all over the place. The guy seems to love being butt naked in front of a camera. Classy. Stay classy, Hunter. Human Events host Joe Posobiec posted, 4chan has apparently cracked Hunter Biden's iPhone backup password and are leaking everything. So now we learn, folks, what we and the world already know about Hunter Biden. He's classy. The story continues. The Gazette reports that 4chan users were rapidly posting the alleged contents of Hunter's iCloud account to the forum on Saturday night. Site administrators were rushing to take down or archive the post as quickly as they went up. So again, people wanting to protect Hunter Biden. I'm so glad there are people on our side out there. Are they Q people? I don't know. But whoever they are, good for them. According to this report, many posts on the site still remain and are being posted anew or being saved to other sites. And another tweet on an alleged hunter, crack, Posobiec wrote, 4chan has already created torrents for the Hunter Biden iPhone and iCloud backups and are now seeding them. That means even if 4chan gets shut down, the copies will still be out there. See, I love this, and I'm explaining it more in just a bit, but I can hardly wait to get to see what else drops from Hunter Biden's account. Because leftists believe that their nefarious deeds will remain hidden in the dark of night. Hunter Biden proves to be an example of how things work for the protected class. Before I go any farther, I'll say this. I want you, and it's so trite, I've said it 1,000 times, but it drives home the bigger point. If this were the Trump family, we'd all be screaming. The left would be screaming about Junior or Eric Trump getting special treatment. Everything would be in the news. It would be front and center. But there's nothing. Even as this stuff starts to drop, you can see the media ignoring it. How much can they ignore? How much are you going to let them ignore? I talked about his dad being the big guy, Hunter paying him off. These are things that have been said. I talked about what Ashley said about her dad and how it led to her pathology. Hardly a word. Can you imagine if Ivanka Trump said, I used to take showers with my dad, and then she led the life of Ashley, drug addicted, promiscuous? What do they do with Ivanka? They do nothing but denigrate this woman and her husband, Jared Kushner, all the time in the media. It's incessant. Can you imagine if she were Ashley Biden, whatever her new name is, if she's married? Can you imagine this? And what would Donald Trump deserve if he were truly the big guy, using his crackhead son, Don Jr., to do the brokering for him in international affairs? Put a Trump anywhere in this equation over the last 4 years. What we know about Hunter, and ask yourself, where would we be? So anyway, they've hacked Hunter's account, and here's what I'm going to tell you. They can't keep a lid on this. This is how things work for the protected class, but because the media is going to cover up for this, what I think is the equivalent of a royal, a Democrat operative of the Biden family. He's a royal crackhead. But we're finding out more and more about him and his classy family every single day, despite this lack of media scrutiny. But there is good news for the classy Bidens. Apple is going to come to their rescue. Apple is putting in an app for the elites. Excuse me, selective elites. And here's what CNBC said. Apple announced a new feature for iPhones called Lockdown Mode, which will protect, quote, high-profile users such as politicians and activists against state-sponsored hackers. Lockdown Mode, right, folks? A new class of app. It's a class app. Only the selective elites will get it. Do you think they're going to give that app to the Trumps or the Trump family? Do you think the Trump families would even trust Apple if they were to be able to put this data in lockdown mode? I congratulate Apple for showing the world that they will respond to protect the classy. As the Dos Equis man might say, stay classy, my friends.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.